This is Raise the Roof with Letitia Henke on KSRO.
Letitia Henke is the CEO of ARS Roofing and Gutters, a company recently recognized as one of the best places to work in the North Bay Business Journal and Best of Sonoma County for gutter cleaning services by the Press Democrat. With over 21 years of leadership, Letitia has built a reputation for excellence, integrity, and community impact. She's also the founder of the Lime Foundation, a nonprofit dedicated to uplifting at-risk youth through education, skilled trades training, and career opportunities. Her work has transformed lives across the North Bay. Please join me in welcoming the inspiring Letitia Henke.
Oh, why, thank you, Jeff. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Raise the Roof, where we celebrate people in our community who are actively contributing to the world of construction. And today I have a lovely guest that's going to be talking with us, Justin Holman from Holman Plumbing. And we'll get to him in just a few moments. But I always like to start off the show with a few announcements. And something I'm super, super excited to announce is that our Believe in the Dream Gala for the Lime Foundation is sold out. Whoop, whoop. So excited about that. But there are still ways for you to support and be a part of supporting the Next Gen Trades Academy program that we're offering for our at-risk youth in Sonoma, Marin County, and all throughout the North Bay. One way you could do so, if you're looking to win a trip to Cabo, yes, a nice little four-day trip over to Cabo, you can buy one of our golden tickets, and we'll be opening up our auction later on this week on Friday, so you'll have a chance to go to Believe Lime .com to purchase one of those tickets. They're $100, but we've only sold about 8 of them, so great chances of being able to actually get that trip to Cabo and have a really great time out there. But also, we'll have some more auction items available for you to take a look at, and of course, you're able to just donate and support. The proceeds of our auction will be going directly to our Next Gen Trades Academy, so that way we can continue to have our at-risk youth take our program at no charge and help them build amazing careers in the construction trade. So help please be a part of that. I definitely want to thank our sponsors this year. We've had so many great sponsors that came up, but our grand sponsors this year, just as a quick shout out, will be Federated Indians of Grayton Rancheria, Redwood Credit Union, Sonoma Designers, Fundari Finished Construction, Kaiser Permanente, Active 2030 Club, Number 50, Bank of Marin, Collins Management, Casaniga Design Studio, Northern California Public Media, Comet Construction, the Sonoma County Office of Education, and PG&E, also the County of Sonoma. So we appreciate you guys for, you know, coming in as our grand sponsors this year and really helping to make an amazing 10th anniversary event that we're going to have coming up on September the 11th. Now, if you guys are business owners or maybe a new entrepreneur, you're just getting into business, whether it's construction or any other business, we're also going to be featuring a really great event called Elevate. It's our breakfast meeting that's going to take place on September the 12th at Ventarosa. And that's a really great opportunity for you to learn more about how your business can grow through workforce opportunities, what are opportunities out there for funding for you to start your business, and also around AI. I know AI is a little weird for many of us. We're just like, what is this thing? Well, there's different ways that AI could really help you and your business when it comes to marketing and other ways too. And you're going to learn from some of the best experts in the business at that event. It's $35 for you to grab a ticket. You can also get that ticket at 2025elevate.com. And that way you can come to that event. That is going to be really great for anyone who's been in business for 20 plus years, or someone who's just starting a business, or, you know, you're trying to figure it out. We can help you. And that's going to be a really fun event for you to attend. So we do hope to see you guys there. All right. Now, the part that you've all been waiting for, roofing tips. Yes. Yes. Come on. This is called Ask the Expert. Okay. This is the roofing show. So I'm going to give you guys a few tips because we are coming up on our fall and winter season sooner than you realize. I mean, we're already in September, you guys. It could start raining any day. Any day. And people that know me know how much I love the rain. It's great for business, by the way. So let me help you out here, okay? I want to give you guys some tips. These are the same tips that I always give my regular clients on a regular basis. One of the things that you definitely want to do before that very first rain that comes in, making sure that your gutters are clean from debris. October, when we get that first rain that comes through, usually October and November, we get those roof leak calls that come in. Oh my gosh, my roof is leaking. It's not their roof. It's usually clogged gutters, clogged downspouts that they haven't cleaned out. So that's one thing that I would recommend, because I'm already noticing lots of the leaves starting to fall already. So this would be a great chance for you guys to do that on your own. Or of course you can call ARS Roofing and Gutters and we'll take care of that for you, because we did win Best Gutter Cleaning Services in Sonoma County. Just wanted to throw that out there. And then a couple other things you guys can do is just inspect your roof. How many of you guys, when you drive up to the house, do you look up at your roof? I mean, it's not probably a normal thing we do on a regular basis, but that could save you a lot of grief in the long run. If you just, when you pull up to your driveway, just take a quick peek up. Sometimes you'll see, if you have a tile roof, maybe a broken tile, you'll see those trees growing in your gutters or a whole bunch of debris that's on your roof. Those are all things, if you're seeing that, that most likely needs means that you need some maintenance work done. And we specialize in maintenance work because we actually like for you to get the full serviceable life out of your roof. So we want to help you do that. So you can give us a call. We'll come out at no charge to take a look at your roof and give you an estimate for roof maintenance. Even if your roof is only like 10 years old, you still need to do roof maintenance. So we're happy to help you with that. We'll be able to look and make sure you don't have any flashings that are lifted up, broken tile, shingles that are sliding out of place, all of those things during our inspection. The next thing is just regular maintenance that I was talking about earlier. The reason why that maintenance is really important is because you're getting a brand new roof. Say you're getting a 50-year roof and you're just like, oh, I'm going to set it and forget it. Well, every manufacturer, if you look at the fine print, which we, and I'm saying we, I'm putting my own self in this, we rarely do. They all say that roof maintenance is required. Okay, not recommended, but required if you're going to get the full serviceable life out of your warranty. So that means you do need to make sure that you're keeping up on your maintenance and having records that you did. So that way, if you do have issues with your roof, you could go back to the contractor or go back to the manufacturer and say, look, I've been doing my maintenance and we're still having a problem. So this is why I recommend for you to give ARS Roofing and Gutters a call. We can come out there, get you that free estimate, and let you know what you could do to prolong the life of your roof. So that way you can get that full serviceable life. Last couple of things, I was talking to my pest control company, Nature Pacific, this afternoon about issues in attic spaces. A lot of people also don't think to look up in their attic space. Well, that is something that you could randomly do during a heavy storm, like really, you know, heavy winds, heavy storm. Look up and just take a peek up there with your flashlight. Make sure you don't see anything, because I'll tell you right now, sometimes leaks don't show up in your, you know, sheetrock below for years, for a long period of time, and it's been leaking up in your attic space for a long time. Now you're going to start seeing dry rot issues, mold issues, and it just piles up and gets worse and worse and worse. So during a big storm where you're hearing those whistling rains, winds and rain, just take a peek, make sure you don't see anything, because we can come out, put a tarp, make sure that it doesn't continue to leak, and then when a rain stops, we can start doing a repair for you. And then the last thing, a little piece of advice, schedule that inspection. Give us a call. Let us know that you want the roof looked at. Mention Raise the Roof so we can give you some priority. And we can take a look at that. If you want a full inspection with photos and really know what's going on with your roof, we're happy to do that for you. My goal is to always save you guys from having, you know, spending extra money, you know, on dry rot. And I was just telling a client this morning how we've had to delay their project because we've had so much dry rot on projects that we've been doing when we tear off the roof and there's just a lot of rot. So if I can help you to save some money, I will. So give ARS Roofing and Gutters a call and we'll take good care of you. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with Justin Holman. Thank you.
It's summer in the North Bay. Let ARS Roofing and Gutters ensure your home stays protected. ARS is your premier choice for roofing and gutter needs in Sonoma and Marin counties. Under the leadership of President and CEO Letitia Hanke, ARS is not just a roofing expert, it's a community-driven force. Did you know that Letitia Hanke founded the Lime Foundation? This nonprofit organization is making a real impact on the lives of our youth and seniors through programs like the Next Gen Trades Academy. The Next Gen Trades Academy introduces underserved and at-risk youth to alternative career paths in the trades, creating opportunities and transforming lives. But let's not forget about your roof needs. ARS is equipped for routine maintenance, repairs, and emergencies. Save our 24-hour hotline number, 707-584-5900. Trust ARS to keep you protected year-round. More info at arsroofing.com. ARS Roofing and Gutters, cultivating connections within our community year-round.
All right, welcome back, everyone. I have a special guest today, Justin Holman with Holman Plumbing out of Windsor. He's a residential plumbing contractor, and I'm really happy to have him here. So welcome, Justin.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, you know, you're a plumber, so can you first tell us a little bit about your business and what you guys specialize in?
All right. We are service and repair. We don't do new construction, so we get the nitty-gritty, the old, the dirty. We do a lot of things for homeowners, things that are existing that no longer work. So that can look like new toilets, new fixtures, whole home repipes, old drains, old water lines getting replaced, sewer line replacements. We actually have a no-dig sewer line replacement machinery, so that's been very beneficial for our area with very nice landscaping. We don't have to rip that up to get in there and get your utilities replaced. Water heaters, tankless, whole house water filtration, you name it, residentially, we do it.
Well, I'm glad you actually mentioned water heaters, because I know people are always wondering, what is the difference between like the tankless, or what is the purpose of having a tankless water heater?
We get this question all the time. So you look up, what's the best water heater? And tankless is everywhere. They've done a very good job marketing their product. However, that's my first question is, why do you want it? Mm-hmm. If you just want it because it's shiny and new, then it's probably not a good fit for you. If you have four or more people living in your house, if you want the real estate back where that big ugly tank is, and you can use that for a larger master bedroom, bathroom, things like that, it's great to move it outside, and there's beneficial uses of the real estate. But just, you know, two people living in a two-bathroom, two-bedroom house who might have grandkids over on the weekends, it's going to take you 25, 30 years to get paid back for the price difference of a tankless water heater.
So do you find people waste water a lot and not realize it? Like, for instance, you know, when taking a shower, you know, I have this little button that, you know, when I'm soaping up, and yes, TMI, sorry, you guys. I pull that little button, it kind of makes the water just kind of drip, and then I can turn it back on, because I'm trying to be more mindful of not wasting water. So, you know, tell us a few ways people are wasting water and they don't realize it.
Yeah, in the shower, especially with a tankless water heater, you don't want to start and stop it. You're going to confuse the machine. It has to be operating all the time. One ignition cycle. So when you're running the water, you're calling for hot. If you keep turning it on and off, it's going to cycle the whole burner. You're going to get a bunch of cold water coming at you, and nobody wants that.
No.
The most usage of water people don't think about is your toilet. If your toilet's over 10, especially if it's over 15 years old, you're using way more water than you need to. Flushing multiple times, flushing when you don't need to. If it's running in the middle of the night, you know, every 30 minutes it kicks on for 10 seconds. That uses a lot of water over the course of a couple of weeks. So toilets are the big culprit.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Old faucets that don't have aerators on them. Old shower heads that might have great pressure, but you're probably using more water than you should. Swimming pools have evaporators that, you know, fills that evaporate a lot. Those are usually the big culprits.
Oh, good. I'm glad that you shared that, because I just never thought about that with the toilet. You know, maybe you should be replacing that more than just 30 years.
Yeah.
Okay, Mom and Dad, I hope you heard that. So you mentioned earlier about water filtration systems, and I have to mention, you know, this is my own selfish reasons here. I bought my house up in Windsor, and when we bought it, there was this water filtration system, and it came out of this separate little spout in the kitchen. I'm like, oh, neat. But then when I tasted it, it was just kind of a funny taste. I'm like, this is supposed to be filtered water. I've never had that filter. I haven't used it, just so you know, not anymore. I haven't had it cleaned out. Or what do you do with those? Like, if you buy a house with already one there, should you just replace that with something new? Just tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So you don't have any idea how long it's been stagnant, right? You don't know how long it's been out of use, so I wouldn't use it. They fill up with water. That water sits there until it's used. So if it could have been 6 days, that's probably okay. It could have been 6 months. You're probably drinking things you don't want to see. So I would say, if you had a filter in place and you're not sure how long it hasn't been used, just err on the side of caution and put a new one in. There's a lot of options for point of use filtration, which is what we call it when it's one fixture. It can be the kitchen sink, usually is the most popular for drinking water. But what we've doing a lot more of now is whole house filtration. So you can get the same quality of those point of use filters that filter everything. Make your showers last longer, make your toilets last longer, your water heaters last longer, and then you could drink that same quality water out of any faucet in the house.
Really?
Yes, it's very nice.
Out of my bathroom faucet, I can just be putting some ice in it. And
you could drink the water out of the back of the toilet. That's what I tell people.
Okay, we won't go there. okay, talk about TMI.
Back of the toilet.
Sorry, I missed that part. Well, thank you for sharing that, Justin. No, that's actually great. That sounds like a great system that I probably need at this point because I will not use that system anymore. Because, again, now knowing that that water's just been sitting there for all these years, I'm like, no, thank you. I will pass on
and
that.
And just what they add to the water, especially since the last drought, there's a lot more chlorine and chloramines in the water we're given from the cities. No knock on the cities. They're doing their best, right? They have to give us a certain quality of water. But those things deteriorate all the rubber gaskets and seals and cartridges and everything that make your system function. And it just eats them way faster than it used to. So getting those carbon filtration systems in place will make your units last 30 years instead of 15.
Well, folks, you heard that. You know who to call for that one. And earlier I was telling people about, you know, precaution, like looking up in your attic space every once in a while just to kind of take precaution or just be a little more proactive around leaks. What are things that we should be looking for, you know, around our bathrooms or kitchens that, you know, may be a sign of a plumbing leak or a plumbing issue?
Odors are a big one. Usually if you've got drain line issues, that water's coming out and it's not gonna smell good. So if you're smelling something that's not normal, under a sink, near a bathtub, near a crawl space entrance, vents around the south side of your house, it's a good reason to get somebody like us in there to look at it and make sure you're okay. If you have an easily accessible crawl space entrance, maybe take a peek down there once a year before the rains come. Water on the ground's not necessarily a problem in January, but it is in August. all those types of things. So where you're in the attic and in the roof, I'm in the dirt and under the house.
Right.
So usually plumbing stuff in the house, look under the sink, use your nose, anything out of the ordinary, but the crawl space is the big indicator if it's muddy.
So in your world of plumbing, you know, are there maintenance things that people should be doing? You know, how often should we have you coming out to do the inspection? Just throwing it out there.
There's certain things, you know. Check your handles, make sure they're loose. If your toilet's running, that's another big one. If you're hearing a noise when you're not flushing it, there's something wrong with your toilet. Let's get it fixed. Underneath each sink, there's going to be shutoff valves in the back behind the wall. Mm-hmm. Exercise those once a year. Don't go crazy every week or anything like that, but turn them off, turn them back on once a year. Make sure they work, first of all. They're emergency stops. That's what they're for. Make sure they don't drip when you utilize them. And the same thing with the main outside. Just keep yourself familiar with where your gas meter is, where the shutoff key is for that, where your main water shutoff is. That way, you know, you come in and there is water on the floor and you're not sure why. Turn off the whole house and let's figure it out. But that's kind of it. Just exercise the valves, make sure everything works, and make sure you're good.
I did notice this morning in my kitchen, at the kitchen faucet, the little rubber, like around the faucet part, is coming out from underneath it. So I was like, oh, I wonder if I need a plumber to come and replace this, because I figured at some point it could start leaking.
Yeah, it's a seal. So when you're when you're washing your counter off and your water across that, water will get down in under there for your countertops. There's not an actual active seal in there to keep water tight, is to keep water out when you're cleaning up. So
this sounds like something I need to be paying attention to.
Pretty soon the faucet will be loose and wiggly, and then that's something that to pay attention to.
Okay.
It's not just inconvenient. There is wood down there that will get wet and will rot.
So, you know, people can hire a handy person to come and do certain things, but, you know, there are certain jobs that they really need to be hiring a licensed plumber. So can you just tell me about, like, what are some of those things that people should really be considering to hire a licensed plumber to do instead of, like...
I'm a little biased. I think you should hire us for everything.
Good answer.
I always say 2 hours or more. That's usually when we're worth it, quote unquote. Now, if you have a water connection or something, you know, we're actually doing an active water connection, I always think it's important to have a licensed, qualified individual there for insurance purposes. You know, not only because we know what we're doing, but we're insured in case somebody doesn't, or if a part breaks, or homes are not cheap to rebuild. You know, bathrooms are expensive, kitchens are expensive. All the water that we're working with is in the most expensive parts of the house. So anytime there's a water connection, I think that insurance is imperative. That can be a handy person. That can be a general contractor or what have you. It doesn't have to be a plumber. But I always say for us, usually 2 hours or more, we're going to be competitive with anybody's pricing. And it just makes more sense to have us do it because we've done it a million times and we're insured and licensed to do it.
Well, I do like to talk about your community efforts here. You know, so Justin has been one of our mentors for the Next Gen Trades Academy for several years, actually. He's probably been 5 or 6 by this time. So, you know, being a mentor for our youth, you know, getting into the plumbing world, you know, what has that been like for you to be someone, be like, okay, here's an industry that you can kind of walk right into with just having a high school diploma or even a GED? What's that been like for you being a mentor?
This is something that I never took into consideration before I got in the trade. And then we get more and more into it. And then I got approached. You approached me, actually, to help people out. And it was so humbling. Like, I'm doing something that people want to pass on to their kids. Like, first of all, that's awesome. Second of all, let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, let's pass it on. Because the trades have been backburnered for so many decades that it's great to see them in the front and the spotlight again, and kids getting excited about it and getting interested in it, giving them an opportunity to get out here and do something that may or may not require college or a lot of class time or sitting in an office or things like that some of us just aren't made to do. So it's been great to have the kids, to talk to the kids, to have the pleasure of hiring a few of them. I actually have one with me right now who just graduated, I believe, 2 cycles ago.
Sweet.
And they're great. I mean, they come in and they know what to do. They're ready to get in there, and they know the names of tools. They know what they're doing. They show up on time. There are some personality traits that are not taken out in the classroom, but there are they're ready. And it's great to have that guiding them so that they know they have a choice.
Yeah, it's crazy. We're going on our 47th class coming up this month. And, you know, every class, I've always asked every student, I'm like, well, what's the first thing you think of when you think of a plumber? And I promise you, every answer has been plumber's crack.
Yeah.
I'm hoping you're wearing a belt today, by the way. But
every one of our guys has a tucked-in shirt and a belt on for that very reason.
You hear that, folks?
Yes.
They
we
all
are
wear
breaking
belts
the
and
cycle.
Tucked-in shirt.
Yes.
That is the cycle. That is the mentality of our industry in the construction. Yeah. I said, well, did you guys know those same plumbers are making $250,000 a year? And then you see that look of just like, huh? Because no one's told them that. No one's told them that they've walked right into this industry making, you know, $25 to $30 an hour within a short period of time with just a high school diploma.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful that you've had, you know, a chance to mentor our youth. We've had one of the youth that worked for you. He moved out of state and he's still doing plumbing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I appreciate you very much. I know the community and our youth appreciates you as well.
Yes. Thanks for setting them up and thanks for connecting us.
Well, thank you for being here with us, Justin. We've had a great time. Is there one tip before we go, just one little tip that you think is really important for people to know before we go for plumbing?
Just don't let it go. Plumbing does not fix itself. If there's a small problem, it's only a matter of time till it's a big problem. And it's much, much cheaper to solve it when it's small.
Yeah, that's good advice. All right, Justin, we're going to list your website. You guys can reach Justin and be able to call out to him for those inspections. We've been grateful to have you here today. That's Justin Holman with Holman Plumbing. And next month, we have a special guest that's going to be here, Patricia Mraz from the Federated Indians of Great Rancheria is going to be here. And you know what? It's been a great, great day at Raise the Roof with Letitia Henke. Have a blessed and lovely day. Instead of me.